New DNA analysis is reaffirming when a mass exodus occurred with ancestral people from Colorado's Mesa Verde region. Since Native tribes prefer that human remains aren't unearthed, scientists from multiple universities, including the University of Colorado Boulder, used turkey bones to prove their hypothesis. KUNC's Desmond O'Boyle has more.
CU Boulder professor Scott Orban is one of four lead study authors. He says when people were migrating, it seemed likely they took their domestic animals with them.
Using traditional archaeological indicators of migration based on people's behavior, it's been hard to show that lots of people move from one place to the other. What our group reasoned is that, well, perhaps Pueblo people changed their behavior in a, at the same time that they migrated. But even if they did that, of course, people can't change their genes. And of course, if Pueblo people were keeping turkey flocks and they took the turkeys with them, the turkeys couldn't change their genes either. And so we figured that looking at the genetics of the turkey populations would be a new way of adding to or taking away support for one particular model that's been out there.
For the study, Ortman and his colleagues used mitochondrial DNA extracted from turkey bones buried in the Mesa Verde region before the migration and DNA collected from the northern Rio Grande before and after Mesa Verde was abandoned.
It's a little bit scary to... I mean, if one has invested a lot of years in developing research that looks into this question, then one has developed, particular ideas about what, I think happened in the 13th century in the Southwest. It's a little bit scary, of course, to subject that view to a new test using a new kind of method that most people agree is much more cut and dry with regard to tracking at least populations of organisms than, pottery or building styles would be.
Both sets of turkey DNA from Mesa Verde and the northern Rio Grande proved to be indistinguishable, which proved traditional theories about when the migration occurred. But there remains little debate about why the migration occurred.
They seem to have overhunted the turkey and rabbit populations of the Four Corners country. So what you see in archaeological sites is through time you see an increasing fraction of the animal bones that were eaten for people's protein source transition from deer and rabbits to turkey bones. And since the turkeys were domestic animals, it turns out that Pueblo people had to grow the animal feed, which was also corn, which is, of course, human feed too. So there may have been some vulnerability that developed as with regard to droughts and other things with the weather that would have taken place because Pueblo people were basically growing their meat source as well as their carbohydrate, so that when something called the Great Drought hit in the late 1270s, it was hard for the economy of the people to continue.
Ortman says this study was set up to test whether a specific hypothesis could be proved using DNA, but it also opens other possibilities.
For example, there could have been another part of the Southwest where the turkey populations prior to 1300 were also identical to those of the Mesa Verde country, in which case those other areas could have also been a source for the Rio Grande turkey population. So I think, one of the things that future studies need to do is check whether the Mesa Verde area turkey population was actually genetically distinctive relative to other parts of the Southwest at that time. And that would go a long way, I think, toward really nailing down whether the model of a large-scale migration really occurred.
Scott Ortman is one of four authors who contributed to the study, which has been published in the recent science journal PLOS ONE. The project included co-authors from Washington State University, the University of California, and the University of Oklahoma. For KUNC, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.